Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And joining me on the air today, some members of the Miss Wyoming organization. I have Alyssa Herman here in studio today. She's a board member with Miss Wyoming. And also joining me remotely today is Mackenzie Kern. She is the current Miss Wyoming. Caitlin Record is the Miss Wyoming teen. And Cheyenne Brown, the executive director for the Miss Wyoming organization. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Alyssa, you're here in studio. Let's start with you. You came to me a couple of weeks ago recently talking about Miss Wyoming and wanting to build some momentum for it here in Lincoln County and this community. Tell me about your experience with the Miss Wyoming organization and why you really want to get this going here locally.
Well, thank you so much, Duke, for having me here to speak about this amazing opportunity. I got involved in the Miss Wyoming organization as a college student and held a local title of Miss University of Wyoming. I had competed in pageants for years in order to gain scholarships to attend college. And I am now a first-generation college graduate. I have my Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and I attribute a lot of my success in my career and in life to competing in pageants. And a lot of what polished me to become the woman I am today was being involved in the Miss Wyoming organization specifically. In moving to Star Valley, Wyoming, I've lived all over our beautiful state of Wyoming, and I just have found that in our community, we have so many incredible, outstanding young women who don't know about this opportunity. They're familiar with pageants, but not specifically familiar with this track of how to get to Miss America. And Miss America is the nation's largest scholarship provider to young women. It's an incredible opportunity that I have just noticed so many young women in our community are missing out on. And I joined the board because I want young women in Wyoming to feel empowered and supported to come and compete in our program, to have that opportunity to walk on the Miss America stage, to have the opportunity to have their college paid for and further their educations and polish their public speaking skills, to have a platform to serve their communities in whatever way that they want to do, and just open up that opportunity and gain support for our organization so that it can grow and become bigger and better for the young women in our state.
That's fantastic. That again, Alyssa Herman, she's locally here representing Miss Wyoming organization. Also the executive director from Sheridan, that's Cheyenne Brown, joining us remotely today. Cheyenne, tell us about your experience with the Miss Wyoming organization and why it's been beneficial for the girls that you've mentored and have seen go through this organization through this process.
Yes. So I had the honor of being Miss Wyoming 2017. I competed in the organization for 2 years before I won my title. And getting to represent Wyoming at Miss America was just the honor of a lifetime. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to have another state title across my chest. Wyoming is so supportive. We're such a diverse state. And I mean, we might be small in numbers, but I just found the greatest connections from that year that I've still been able to lean into today, whether it's friends in the sisterhood or, like Alyssa kind of mentioned, a lot of those professional skills that still benefit me. You know, I say a lot, if you can survive a Miss America interview, you're never going to come across a job interview that you won't get. It just doesn't happen. And that's just one of the tiny examples that this program polishes women and sets them on a track for success. And so it's just been an honor to be involved in, to become the executive director this year and to continue to help it grow. We have a board right now. All of us have some former level of involvement in the organization, whether that's local or state level. And that's been a really fun aspect of it too. Not necessarily a requirement to be a board member, but to see the sisterhood come full circle. And just to grow it throughout its history. There's been 76 Miss Wyoming title holders, including Mackenzie. She's our 76th. And Caitlin is the 18th Miss Wyoming's teen since that program launched in 2005. So we have a really deep, rich history in the state. And just spreading those awareness to all of the corners of the state, I think, is so important for our program, because we want women from every city, every town to come and represent a local title, because that's what makes Wyoming what it is. We need all of them.
Absolutely. From border to border, north, south, east, and west, right? That's what we love about Wyoming. Yes. You mentioned Mackenzie and Caitlin. They're on the call with us here as well. Mackenzie Kern, let's start with you, the current Miss Wyoming out of Casper. Mackenzie, I guess first off, congratulations. And tell us about why you decided to become involved with the Miss Wyoming organization and what it's like to be the crown holder currently.
Thank you. No, it was very unplanned for me, but I've been involved with pageantry for the past 10 years of my life, which is pretty crazy when I think about it. I haven't found a way to get out of it. I love it too much. But I wanted to challenge myself, and the public speaking aspect was really enticing to me, especially with the Her Story edition at Miss America, because I essentially got to do my first ever motivational speech. So overall, it was just a very growing experience, and I feel like I evolved a lot as a person, and it helped me in business as well.
Mackenzie, as the current crown holder of Miss Wyoming, what do you do as Miss Wyoming? What's after winning the pageant, then what happens for you?
So I have traveled and done multiple appearances throughout the state of Wyoming, and just connecting with other women in this state and encouraging them to compete. There is a lot of opportunity in this world for other people to just embark on their personal journeys and grow themselves as individuals. So I've been wanting to share that with a lot of women in the state and encourage them to compete, because this is just an amazing organization and opportunity.
Excellent. Caitlin Record also joining us today. Caitlin from Sheridan is a senior right now at Sheridan High School and the current Miss Wyoming teen. Caitlin, congratulations to you. Tell us about your experience competing for the teen crown with Miss Wyoming.
Thank you so much. It has been such an incredible journey. I can attest so much of this pageant to other people. I tell people all the time, but I never expected to be a pageant girl. I was actually reached out to by a previous Miss Wyoming's team. She had heard me sing at a concert, and she messaged me on Instagram that night, kind of just telling me that I had a really great singing voice, and she wanted to know if I'd ever thought about competing, which I really hadn't. And so after having coffee with her, I realized that the advocacy, the visibility that this organization offers girls just like me was something that I simply couldn't pass up. And so my first year competing, didn't win the title, but I gained so much and obviously came back the next year, and here I am. Since I won my title, it's been a whirlwind of, like Mackenzie said, traveling all across the state, meeting tons of different people, and for me personally, advocating for mental health awareness and helping people understand that it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there.
You know, Caitlin, you talk about the impact you can have just with that platform you just mentioned, the impact you can have. And that's got to be one of the most rewarding parts of being part of this Miss Wyoming organization, correct? To be able to help people in that way.
It is one of the most rewarding things in the world for me. When I'm in school, there's been so many instances where my classmates will come up to me in the halls, or sometimes even my teachers, and they just tell me that they really connect with the story that I'm telling, and that they're so inspired by what I'm able to do at my young age. And it just makes me feel so empowered and such a change maker, which I feel like all of the Miss America girls and Miss America's teen girls truly are. Through my reign, I've also gotten the chance to have interviews with people outside of the state and outside of the country with the Miss Puerto Rico organization. So really just getting the chance to share my heart with so many people from so many places is unheard of for girls of my age from Wyoming. And it's an opportunity I never would have guessed for myself.
Again, learning more about the Miss Wyoming organization this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Alyssa Herman is in studio today, a current board member with Miss Wyoming. Cheyenne Brown is the executive director. Mackenzie Kern and Caitlin Record, also current Miss Wyoming and Miss Wyoming teen. Alyssa, let's talk more about building this program locally in Lincoln County. What kind of community support do you need so that local girls here can have the same opportunities that Mackenzie and Caitlin have talked about?
That is a great question and a big reason why we're here today. Historically, the board has been in one community in Wyoming. It's moved around. Most recently, it was in Sheridan. And we have moved, thanks to the blessing that we all have of technology being what it is, having a statewide board to foster more support statewide. What it means to support the Miss Wyoming organization is that you are funding production costs for us to host a competition where these women can not only have a platform to show their achievements, to be honored for the things that they've been achieving in their schools, in their communities, and in life, all the things that they're doing to showcase their talents. You're providing an opportunity for them to do that on a statewide scale, but also our business support in our communities goes directly into the scholarships that we're awarding these contestants. And we don't only give scholarships to the state title holders. The girls who are winning first runner-up, second runner-up, third runner-up, they're getting scholarships too. And we also offer prizes to our different phases of competitions for the girls who place first in evening gown, health and fitness, talent, and onstage question, personal interview. Those young women also get prizes that are put towards scholarships as well. So to support the Miss Wyoming organization in our state is to support a young woman in pursuing her education and her future goals. And I think that that's just a really wonderful thing to give to.
Cheyenne Brown, again, executive director, also on with us. Cheyenne, just to wrap things up and bring it all together, if someone wants to be involved either as a contestant or as a supporter, how do they do that? What's the best way to start?
Yeah, please reach out to us. So we're on social media under the Miss Wyoming organization. Our email is misswyomingorg@gmail.com. Please reach out. We'd love to have you as a volunteer, as a contestant, as a potential board member, as a sponsor. The opportunities are really endless, and we're excited to make these connections across the state. So right now, applications to compete are open until April 15 is our deadline to get a local title. So that means for contestants, you have to be 13 to 18 years old in the teen division or 18 to 28 years old in the Miss division. You must be a Wyoming resident or work or attend school full-time in the state in order to qualify. But otherwise, those opportunities exist for all of these women, and we're very excited to extend that. You know, we do have some local title holders from Star Valley that will be competing this year, so I want to give them a little shout out too. We have a Miss Lincoln County and a Miss Kemmerer, so we're very excited to have them on the stage this year. So if you see them in the community, please support them, say hi to them, just be encouraging of their journey. Our competition will be held in Laramie on June 8th this year, which is very exciting. We're moving it all the way across the state, and we are so happy to be partnering with the University of Wyoming. And the first time that this has happened. So a larger venue, a brand new community, and we're just excited to get out there.
Excellent. And Alyssa, just give us that website one more time for people to go to.
Currently, if you want to know more about the organization, you can look at missamerica.org. Our local website isn't up and running yet via the Miss America program. You can reach out to us though via email at misswyomingorg@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. Again, that's the Miss America organization. Alyssa Herman in studio, a local board member representing Miss Wyoming. Mackenzie Kern, Caitlin Record, the current Miss Wyoming and Miss Wyoming teen, and also Cheyenne Brown, the executive director, all with us today. Thank all of you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing how this continues to grow locally. Thank you so much. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.